Well, good morning, Tim.
Morning, Pat. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. It's nice to have it be spring and have you here.
Well, it's great to be here as always.
We have a different tack here today to talk about. Not so much the business coming into town, but business that is coming from the town. Filmmaking from Buffalo.
Yeah, the indigenous filmmaking community here is amazing, and it was proven again last week when the winners of the 48-hour film project here in Buffalo, a team called the Partially Submerged Elephants, went to Paris, right, and participated in the next level of competition of the 48-hour saga, and that is the Filmapalooza. Now, they won Best Cinematography, were nominated in a bunch of other categories, and honestly, they're on their way to the Cannes Film Festival now in May. This is a worldwide stage of filmmakers led by Jordan Lima, the city producer. And honest to gosh, it is amazing to see local people on the national and international stage because these are real raw talent people from Buffalo.
Well, you're talking to a guy who spent several years working as part of a 48-hour film project team.
Right, right.
And I can tell you that the talent, the skill level, the ideas are there.
Oh, they are, and it's a fun project to be part of, and it's, you know, really at the basic root of the industry. And it's funny because, you know, this highlight last week is just indicative of the great film industry, local film industry we have here. And I got to tell you about this Saturday. Now, at 1 o'clock at the Aurora Theater in East Aurora, there are two local movies called Locke and Zero Shapiro that are going to be seen and screened by the public. It's free to come out. You know, great filmmakers from Buffalo, including Bethany Hedges, Joe Blodgett, Matt Nardone, Kyle Mecca, Matt Fleck, Brett Rodell. These are people who do great things in the movie industry here in Western New York. These are two of their own films, and they'll be showing them. And then later that night at the Unitarian Universalist Church on Elmwood, one of the great African-American directors in America today is Corey Green, who just happens to be here in Buffalo. Award-winning guy, produced a movie called The Blackness Project, which is screening on Saturday at 5 p.m. Peter Johnson is his executive producer. It's a documentary about culture and race, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing that's been getting a lot of national and international coverage and attention. And then this all augments Greg Robbins, a filmmaker from Tonawanda, Amherst area here, who is working on a television series called Dream Factory and is working on that locally here as well. And, you know, Peter McGinnis, who was really a trailblazer and pioneer in this field, one of the first guys. Peter directed Buffalo Bushido, Queen City, and Bubble Girl is his newest one, which will be coming out this year. So we're just so excited for all these local folks who are doing such great, great work internationally.
Well, you know, Tim, every year after the 48-hour festival was completed, there would be showings of all these films. You'd go downtown to the cinema down there, and you could see great, great ideas. People whose thinking and skill level merited being on the next stage, on the next level. It was really wonderful.
Totally, and it's great to see them get the recognition that they, you know, so richly deserve. And it's very, very good to see the creative class in Buffalo. And these are real artists who are doing their craft here in our great city and in our great community. It's Western New York at its best.
And I think we've hit the wall here on time again, Tim. I want to thank you for coming in. I'm Pat Feldball, and my guest is Tim Clark, the head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission. Thank you, Tim.
And thank you, Pat. It's always a pleasure.
And you are listening to Press Pass on WBFO in Buffalo.